Saddle up your horses.
Well, welcome everyone to the Robin Walters Show. We've got another packed program today. Just want to remind those of you who are listening on terrestrial radio stations that we can also pick up the program by podcast. Just hit the podcast icon on your smartphone, type in The Robin Walters Show with spaces, The Robin Walters Show. You'll pull it up if you're doing it on Rumble. And we are getting a lot of response on Rumble. That audience is growing. In the search bar, you just put Robin Walters Show. There's no the and there's no spaces. Robin Walters Show, you'll pull it up. Okay, we got to get going. A lot to cover here today. And I am going to skip entirely the State of the Union address. I do not want to waste time on it. Biden lies. He can't read. He can't get, doesn't know the difference between Ukrainians and Iranians, and he's reading it, and he can't read it right. That's all I want to say. We're going to move on from there. But I want to encourage everyone listening to this program. Now, last week, I encouraged you to listen to the program the week before. But last week, I did a bonus program. This program is produced on a Friday. On Sunday, I did a program called Putin, the Paradox Crosses the Rubicon. It's a short program. It's 35 minutes long. And those of you who didn't get it because you're listening to a terrestrial station, the podcasts don't come over those stations. You can write to me at robinwaltershow@gmail.com. robinwaltershow@gmail.com. Because I've got to make some reference to that program. It was a bonus program. It came out on Sunday, and I made some comments on there, which I don't back up from at all. But some of the predictions or possibilities I referenced there have already materialized. And you need to understand Putin through what I shared in that program, that his behavior is explained in part by his spiritual heritage, the KGB ruthless dad, and his Christian mother. This is no justification by any stretch of the imagination for his behavior, because he seems to have gone off the deep end. But it is an explanation. But I also mentioned on this program almost a week ago, how there is a biblical precedent for executing a wicked ruler who is so bad you've got to get rid of him. That biblical precedent comes out of Kings and deals with a wicked, wicked queen, Athaliah, who slaughters all of her grandchildren, except one she doesn't know about or escapes somehow, a newborn by the name of Joash, who's hidden by a righteous priest named Jehoiada. And when Joash turned 7, they said, we've waited long enough. It's time. Let's go. Let's roll. And Jehoiada pulls all the weapons out of the church, i.e. the temple, which is where all the weapons were stored, was in church. How about that? Gives them to the other Levites to protect the king while they go snatch Athaliah, take her, and execute her at the horse gate coming in or out of, whichever way you're going, and from Jerusalem. Biblical thing. It was Jehoiada was a righteous man, and he did the right thing. I suggested last week that this may be what is necessary in Russia. I even referenced Brutus and I think Cassius from Shakespeare's play. I don't think I referenced Shakespeare's play, but Brutus and A tu Brute is what I said. And you, are you against me also, Brutus? Well, what I find really interesting about this is that since that program, now Lindsey Graham has come out and said, just yesterday, Putin needs to be taken out. Is there a Brutus in the house? You've got the Russian mega millionaire who's put out a $1 million bounty on Putin's head. My point, was I way ahead? Yes, but not for the reason you may think. I am not, by any stretch of the imagination, the smartest guy around. I was so average. That's what A stands for in my evaluation. Not A as in superior, but A for average. But what I do want to point out is what the Word of God will show you ahead of the national news if you are studying the Word. That whole story about Athaliah and the propriety of the execution of a really wicked ruler. For what? The defense of the people. The liberation of the people. There is a time and place for that. Obviously, Dietrich Bonhoeffer paid the ultimate price because he participated in a plot and he got caught, got executed just before Germany was liberated. But there is a time and a place for that. And my point being is that if you are deep in the Word of God, you will be ahead of the news. Because if you listen to that program, that 35-minute program from last week, Putin, the paradox, crosses the Rubicon, you will hear me say that the Lord quickened my spirit. And that whole program, I took notes in 10 minutes, 7 pages of notes in 10 minutes. I knew that it had come from the Lord. I am not that smart, but everyone can share the wisdom of God. He will give it to you if you ask. He gives it to you on an as-needed basis, a need-to-know basis, where some purpose is going to be served. But if you're not before him, and definitely if you're not in the Word, you will not even know the stories and the paradigms that apply to today. Okay. But you know what? I got to return to the point itself. I've asked this question of everyone, a rhetorical question. How many German generals, if they could do it over, would have axed Hitler before Hitler axed himself? I mean, are the Russians close to Putin? They have to be asking themselves, what do I fear the most, Putin or the consequences of not taking him out? You know it's on their mind. It has to be. Well, I mean, Russian currency is in the tank. All these things are going south. It might happen for other reasons besides the Ukrainian deal. Ukraine is the direct deal. All the other stuff are consequences, their currency being frozen and so forth. And the Biden administration comes out and said that there's a lot more they can do. Those are the words. There's more we can do. Well, then why aren't you doing it, Joe? Joe, no cojones, Biden. Why don't you have the guts to do it? Because Putin will blow the cover? Because Putin knows what you have going on with China? Yeah. That is what's going on. But I want to touch on yet another point here. And it's a biblical related point. Russia is not doing well in this war. Obviously, you got all kinds of things going wrong. They look like they're very unprepared. They picked the wrong time of year, which sort of reminds me of something. And that was, Hitler picked the wrong time of year to march on Stalingrad, to come into Russia. They got bogged down. The supply chain couldn't be maintained. They got stranded. They froze. They starved, some of them. And they got routed by the Russians. The Russians do not seem to have learned what the Germans learned in World War II. Because they're low on food. I mean, what is that whole deal? The army runs on its stomach. They're low on food, low on gas. I don't know where they are of ammo. And then I see these pictures of trucks stuck in the mud, but ones with multiple wheels that have fallen off. And their axles are lying there in the mud. Now, what does that remind me of? I don't want to take this too far. I can't make this stretch too far, but here's what happens when you read the word a lot. These things come to mind. And what comes to my mind is Exodus 14:25. where all of the Egyptian soldiers, their chariots pursuing the Hebrews, across the Red Sea where the waters are parted, God caused their tires to fall off. Right? Well, wheels, obviously, not tires. But at this point, I'm trying to draw the analogy. Has God bogged the German or the Russian army down by causing all these trucks to be malfunctioning? I've heard about soldiers shooting holes in their gas tanks so they purposely run out of gas. Well, I'll just throw this in. I can't think of his first name, Talenko. He is an expert, serves as an expert witness in tire cases. This guy is Mr. Tire. He knows tires. It's his whole life. And writing about his observation of the wheels that are falling off, the tires that are falling off on the Russian trucks stuck in the mud. They're coming too early. 6 weeks later would have been better because they're in their wet season. He said, I know those tires. I think he called them the SY20. And he said they are a cheap, knockoff, inferior Chinese imitation of Michelin tires. Well, how about that? Russia goes to Chinese. Russia is buying the same crap from China that we're buying. Well, that's not the only thing there's a shortage of in the Russian army, but there's a shortage, obviously, of food and water and things in the Ukraine itself. But it's not just food and water that there's a shortage of. This story touched my heart the other day. I do not know how you respond. I don't even know how you know whether the organization you're giving to is legit sometimes. I need help and some guidance on that. If I had the time to check it out, I would and pass it on. But the Ukraine is ridiculously short of and sold out of Bibles. Yeah, you heard me right. Bibles. They cannot get enough of them. So they're fleeing. What is it, 1 million have fled, which I find interesting. You know, that's an issue of world proportions. A million people have fled. But then the thought struck me, wait a second. That's less than half of the number of illegals that have snuck into this country. So Biden is all concerned about Ukraine's borders, as well he should be, but doesn't give a rat's rear end about our own borders. Sheesh. Okay, I'm going to come back to a Ukrainian story later, which almost had me weeping. I got to tell you, it so touched my heart. It's actually written by a Russian soldier who is now dead. They've got his tweets between him and his mama. But first, I got to take care of this today. The depth of evil, wickedness, corruption, and practically satanic overpowering, maybe possession, certainly obsession, of Joe Biden blows me away. He just gets worse and worse and worse. As he's in a fight for pole position, the race to hell with Vladimir Putin. So the other day he blasts Texas because of their plan to protect children from surgical tranny mutilation. Because he endorses surgeries. He's fully fine with that, from every male to female. I've got to tell you, I've told some people that I know personally that said they just couldn't take Donald Trump. And some of these people, I know them to have daughters and granddaughters. They said, look, how do I say this? I want to be careful how I say this. You blast Donald Trump, and yet you support a person who supports tranny sex change, child mutilation, child abuse, and you have daughters and granddaughters? Donald Trump, If you are a woman or a man with daughters or granddaughters, and you voted for Joe Biden, understand this. Donald Trump cares more about your daughters and granddaughters than you do. I think I finally got it, said it the way it needed to be said. Strong, but hey, if you can't take the truth, then that's not my problem. So Joe Biden blasts the strategy, quoting Bob Unruh, a great reporter for WorldNet Daily, blasted the strategy in Texas that would protect children from bodily disfigurements through transgender surgeries, and accusing Texas of weaponizing child protective services to fight the agenda that claims men can become women or women can be men. Now, there really aren't very many women trying to be men. There are a few of those. I saw one at the store the other day, and I wanted to say something to him. I didn't. It turns out what I wanted to say, I can't even say on the air. No, it's not a quote from Lori Lightfoot. And my goodness sakes, Chicago, are you that stupid and or immoral that you would actually vote for that witch? Well, okay. So Greg Abbott directs the Department of Family and Protective Services to investigate these so-called sex change procedures involving minors. And why is he doing it? Because he considers it child abuse. Yes, Joe Biden, it would be better for you, and because this is how you feel, you support this, it'd be better for you, and I'm quoting Jesus, Joe, better for a millstone to be tied around your neck, Joe, and be cast into the sea, Joe, than to mutilate and support the destruction of these children and lead them astray. Do I exaggerate? No, of course I don't, because I'm quoting Jesus. So Unruh says, follow the science. These swaps aren't possible, as being male or female is embedded in the human body down to the DNA level. Now, I've said this before, but it's worth saying again. It needs to be said again. Those who support these sex change operations, let me talk about the men who think that they're women. They're virtually all queer. They're screwed up. They are queer. But they feel badly about their queerdom because they want somebody of the same sex. So the way they deal with queerdom is not to get delivered from it or seek true help. No, they then fantasize themselves as being the opposite sex, being a woman, that they're truly a woman, which then makes their desire for men legitimate. I have said this for years. I've never heard anybody say it, else say it. I've never heard anybody refute it. And there's plenty of documentation to support it. All the women who are being ravaged, first of all, in California prisons, and the men who are getting into women's prisons who claim that they're women, and they find out that there are the number of them who have sexual offense charges of harassment against women as men. The number of them that have HIV, like 75%, which means they're queer, right? Heterosexuals virtually never got it. A few, yeah, but it's basically a queer disease. Well, there you go. And the proof is piling up. But anyway, so this is referred to by those who support this as the Biden's administration calls a cynical and a dangerous plan, and claim that Abbott is weaponizing, this is Biden, weaponizing child protective services against loving families. Look, end quote. Look, loving families would protect their children from this surgery. So sex changes and... They are the parents that do this should have the children removed. You're the ones guilty of child abuse and in league aiding and abetting the abuse by the so-called doctor who's weapon. Those are the ones who are weaponized. It's the Biden administration that's weaponizing against these kids. Millstones for everybody in this administration. So now let's get this. So this is the Biden administration who's ordered people to wear masks, wear masks, wear masks. We know the masks aren't worth crap. They aren't. To take the experimental shots. And let me just throw this in, because I don't want to talk about COVID today. I'm so sick of COVID, I got to take a break from it myself. But I will say this, forcing people to take shots, the new study coming out of the UK only 2 days ago, 9 out of 10 people dying from COVID. 90% of the people dying from COVID are fully vaccinated. So let me just back up. So Biden, he orders people to wear masks. Those are worthless. Take experimental shots. Those are deadly. So he's killing people. He got blood all around this guy. Orders people to stay away from church, restaurants, blah, blah, blah. And then he claims that the effort in Texas to protect children is, quote, government overreach at its worst. He's pushing for the Department of Health injury to push these sex change operations. And yet he calls an effort by Texas, God bless Texas, an effort by Texas to protect the children as government overreach at its worst. The president said, quote, today the Department of Health and Human Services has announced several actions to keep transgender children in Texas and their families safe, putting the state of Texas on notice that their discriminatory actions put children's lives at risk, end quote. No, Joe, you jackass, you are putting children's lives at risk. You are. You are the one keeping these children at risk. You're the one, if you want to keep children safe, keep their parents and the doctors away from these kids. Gosh, is this guy wicked? Is he evil? Is he from the pit of hell? I'm serious. Who's winning and fighting for the, who's going to win in the race to hell? Joe Biden or Vladimir Putin? There are some things Putin is more moral on, and there's some he's less moral on, from at least what I can tell. But in the end, both of them put innocent lives at risk. And I don't want to backtrack all the way back to Afghanistan. So Oregon, whenever I'm ticked at Oregon, I call it Oregon. So sorry, you guys, too bad. Oregon, Washington, California, you kind of suck because you got that Democrat governor, Kate Brown, there, who's slamming Greg Abbott for the same reasons. Over his she calls it a controversial directive ordering investigations into situations where children underwent gender transition procedures. You are calling genital mutilation fine, and you're calling an effort to protect children from genital mutilation controversial? Governor Brown, the Democrat of Democrats, have you entered the race with Biden and Putin? I do think so. These are kids, 10, 11, 12. They aren't old enough to drive. They aren't old enough to drink. They aren't old enough to join the war. They aren't old enough to. But you want to give them the right to consent to a mutilation of their body, which destroys them forever? Hey, Katie Baby Brown, maybe a millstone is fit for you. I'm only quoting Jesus. But one of the purposes for bringing this story up is to point out another prediction that I made that is true. I get a bunch wrong. I'm not here patting myself on the back. When I get something wrong, I will let you know. And there are probably just as many of those as I get right. I'm 50-50. But I've said for a long time that LG would become LGB, LGB would become LGBT. And I've said that whenever the left gets more demonic, gets deeper into abominable behavior, they will continue adding to this. And that's why I've called it for years LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ agenda. So listen to Katie No Brains, No Morals Brown. Now reference, she says, this policy is another iteration of a long and painful history of discriminatory policies targeting our LGBTQ2SIA plus community. And to all the LGBTQ2SIA plus children and young people across the United States, I want you to know that you are seen, you are loved, you matter. And to all Oregon's youth, especially those who are trans, non-binary, or questioning, the state of Oregon remains committed to honoring and protecting your right to be yourself. End quote. Yeah, but we aren't going to protect you. We're not going to protect you from your murderous, slaughtering parents and doctors who are going to mutilate you. Yeah, so I want you to know that you are seen and you are loved, Brown says. You're not loved by your parents. You're not loved by those doctors. But you are loved by Greg Abbott. You are loved by the state of Texas. Those are the ones who love you because they're trying to protect you. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, quote, "It is shocking and sad that Joe Biden would champion cruel forms of child abuse such as genital mutilation through forced so-called sex change operations and the perception or prescription of dangerous puberty blockers. I will always defend the children of Texas from these inhumane procedures," end quote. And Ken Paxton will always need to protect the state of Texas against Oregon, Washington, California, Washington, D.C., the state of Illinois, and New York. Secede, Texas. We want to join you. Now, before I finish this horrifying series of articles, I got one more to share, and then we're going to get on to some really great news. The push, which I referenced earlier, by the American prison industry to begin allowing men to call themselves women, and then be able to go into a prison and serve their time with women. Like I said, these men who simply claim to be trannies are really just queers so that they can feel better about themselves. But maybe they're going the ACDC route, and a lot of them are faking it because they want to get in there where they can mutilate the women and or attack them. It's unbelievable what's going on in the prisons, and now Washington State. I don't want to leave you alone, Oregon. You got a sick sister to your north here who sucks worse than you do in some respects. They're working on a proposal along the same lines that men who are violent men against women, are going to be housed with women. So this program, which is already, you know, up and running in California and so forth, Maryland's going to let now the state of Maryland, which is a deep blue state, D as in blue as in code blue, are going to let inmates choose their correctional facility based on their claims about what gender they are. I'll finish this when we get back. Don't go away. And then I'm going to get on to some good news and some touching news, sad news from the Ukraine.
The Robin Walter Show is a listener-supported program. Your contribution goes to help as many people as possible to hear that the Word of God has answers to help you survive and even thrive in the dark days ahead in this country. We pledge to bring you the critical information you need to make informed decisions in this age where big tech and big media have conspired to rid our country of everything Christian. Please send your support to The Robin Walter Show, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Or go to robinwalter.net and use PayPal. That's The Robin Walter Show, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Or robinwalter.net and use PayPal. Thank you. Why did you have to leave and go away?
Well, Joe Biden, you're lost too. Putin, you're lost. Kate Brown, you're lost. Really lost. And it's one thing to be lost. It's another thing to be demon-possessed. People need deliverance. Well, you know, I love that song by the Shy Lights. I've played it a couple of times here. I've always loved it. I always will. But I kind of a little bit of a tribute because I'd read that that lead singer, whose name I do not recall, had passed away. And not just the other day. It wasn't that recent. But I did not know that he'd passed away. Anyway, back to housing guys who call themselves women in women's correctional facilities. That the Maryland plan now, which is stuck on stupid at the in the same measure as Washington and Oregon, California, blah, blah, blah. They're basing their claims about what gender they are based on the draft executive order. There's an executive order in draft stage from Joe Biden to order this in all federal penitentiaries. This is how bad the guy is. And then shift over to Washington State. They have approved an option to allow these tranny transfers, if you will. But they're also going to shield the public as well as other inmates by hiding information about the male inmates coming in there, which includes HIV contamination and the extent to which they have assaulted women. And like I said, in California, it's already been well documented about all the women getting attacked in prison. But this is how bad it is. There's a group called Women to Women, which is an advocacy group run by ex-cons. And they have stated now that there are a number of female inmates in prisons, apparently most notably in California, that have to establish sleep schedules so that one woman is always on watch to make sure that another woman doesn't get raped by a guy claiming he's a woman. Jeez. Well, this is just simply so appalling that people who've been convicted of sex offenses or offenses against women who say they're female now get access to women's prisons. You know what? Okay, let's get on to a piece of good news. I have referenced this before, but I didn't get a chance to say enough about it last week, but I'm going to make it quick again because I got a lot to cover here today. I have loved the fact that there are some silver linings to COVID. This is not about COVID. This is about the consequences of COVID. But the COVID, quote, crisis, end quote, even though 9 out of 10 people dying from COVID now are fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated meaning double vaxxed. It's 80% of the people that are dying from COVID that are triple vaxxed with the booster. How's that? And that booster hasn't even been around very long. That's how bad it is. But I had wondered all for many years, how do you break the left wing's juggernaut control of government education? It's not public anymore. It's government. You only get the government they want, the education that they want you to have. It's the Henry Ford thing. You can have any color car you want as long as it's black. He saw no need to introduce colors into what was available for people. Anyway, that's the government. But how could you bust it wide open? Well, what busted it wide open is COVID. And you've got these left-wing Marxist communist teacher organizations like the LA Unified School District Teachers Union who want everything from world peace and $500 billion. And I mean, the laundry list of things to go back to school is so ridiculous. I want to see all the teachers in LA out of work. Sorry. sorry, I want you chumps to get fired, because if you don't have the guts to stand up to your leadership, and if the rank and file are voting for this nonsense stuff that you guys teach, and most of you are incompetent, go find a real job with Lucille Ball on the chocolate packing assembly line. Okay? Well, I've wanted this wrecking ball, and I had no idea what it was. I've been a big fan of private schooling, Christian schooling, homeschooling, you name it. COVID is a wrecking ball. And among black families, among all groups, black, white, Hispanic, and to, I cannot verify Asian, but those are kind of like the four main groups. The percentage of children being homeschooled has risen as a result of the COVID wrecking ball. But nowhere has it been as great as it is now with black families. Before, 3% of black families homeschooled. That number, as of the end of 2021, or November, close to the end, is at 18%, a 600% increase in black families leaving the Democrat plantation, voting with their feet, get ready for an avalanche of Ben Carsons in the decades to come. I am so thrilled about that. I can hardly contain my excitement. And we're going to have male and female black candidates for courts and the Supreme Court that exceed Ketanji Brown. I'm sorry. I'm reading some of her writing. She does not write well. She does not speak well. And she fulfills qualifications. That's right. The only two Joe had, that she be black and be female, which makes him both racist and sexist, right? It does. He's a misandrist. Now, normally a misandrist is a woman who hates men. Because we only ever hear about misogynists and misogynists and misogyny, right? Women hating men who hate women, supposedly. Misandrist and misandry is women who hate men. But I guess you could be one as a guy who hates men. Well, anyway, what we have found out is that if the only real qualifications here is after you have to be the black female and graduate from Harvard, and we know that Harvard, well, I don't want to go too deep with this thing. I got to go on to something else here. But her qualifications, what we know is that if the main requirements is that you be black and female, then the Biden judicial matrix is a racist, sexist, selective process that being qualified has nothing to do with having qualifications. Now, maybe she is. Maybe she isn't. I haven't seen that she is. And maybe we'll see some stuff, but I want to get moving on here. Okay. FDA, I'm going to bring this up because it has some application to the hypocrisy of the CDC. This is not about COVID. Don't go away. I'm as sick of that as you are. But the FDA is warning about a popular baby formula because illnesses have been reported. This is dealing with Similac, Alimentum, and Elicare formulas manufactured in Sturgis, Michigan. Now, my point for bringing this up is the CDC, I meant the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, which is, of course, part of the CDC cabal here. But if, in fact, they have admitted to withholding information about COVID and COVID vaccines and masks, if the masks are proven to be totally worthless, and then turn around and accuse people who challenge the non-science science. Oh, it's science, political science. But they challenge that as misinformation. This is a revealing story of the depth of hypocrisy among the left. Because when there is a problem with a baby formula, They're on it, as they should be. There are illnesses reported. They're on it right away. But when somebody gets sick of the vaccine and dies, somebody's hospitalized of the vaccine and dies, as we have now tens, and actually we're into the hundreds of thousands of deaths, multiple hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations from the vaccine, and they withhold it. They lie. They accuse us of misinformation. But then they fast-track challenges to baby formula. And you don't think Biden isn't controlling. You know, he doesn't really have to control them. I think they're just left-wing whacks and wonks at the FDA and the CDC. Anyway, I've had it with that story, too, and that story, and that story. Okay, I got to get on to something else here because this, we're back to the Ukraine and Russia, and maybe you've heard this, but I have to share it. It touched my heart. And it's a piece coming from the Ukrainian United Nations ambassador, United Nations ambassador from Ukraine, Sergei Kislytsia. Easy for me to say, huh? I'll tell you, these Ukrainian-Russian names are tough on this farm boy from Michigan here. But he read a text message from a fallen Russian soldier. And the soldier's mother, which was an exchange back and forth. And he read this to the United Nations. And I want to read it to you. It just goes to my heart. This ambassador held up a printout of what he described as the actual screenshot from this soldier, who he did not name nor the parents, because the text was back and forth between the soldier and his mother. And apparently they aren't supposed to be texting, but they are. They did, and to protect the mother, the name was concealed by the Ukrainian ambassador to the UN. But here is the exchange. Mother, quote, "Why has it been so long since you responded? Are you really in training exercises?" Son, "Mama, I'm no longer in Crimea. I'm not in training sessions." Mother, "Well, where are you then? Because Papa is asking whether I can send you a parcel." Son, "What kind of a parcel, Mama, can you send me?" Mother, "What are you talking about? What has happened?" Son, "Mama, I'm in Ukraine. There's a real war raging here. I'm afraid. We are bombing all of the cities together, even targeting civilians. We were told that they would welcome us, and they are falling under our armored vehicles, throwing themselves under the wheels, not allowing us to pass. They're calling us fascists. Mama, this is so hard." End of quote. And the ambassador goes on to say, you know, try to visualize the magnitude of the tragedy caused by Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. He called this suicidal, which indeed it is, for Russians to be doing this. But he goes on to say, this is the ambassador, "If Putin wants to kill himself, he doesn't need to use a nuclear arsenal. He has to do what that guy in Berlin did in a bunker in May of 1945. Obviously, then drawing a comparison between Putin and Adolf Hitler. Now, the Ukrainian ambassador was not urging assassination. He's urging suicide, at least as a first choice. And this is why I want you to be sure and listen, if you can, to the program, which is still valid from last Sunday. Putin, oh gosh, I forgot the name of the program already. My gosh. Putin, the Paradox, crosses the Rubicon. I listen, and you'll see how this lines up. And that's short. It's only just over a half an hour long. But I want to share something else that struck me. And what I have said about this rising up for people to execute Putin, there is a point where it is the righteous and right thing to do. Because there are only so many ways to get rid of a dictator. Now, I'm not suggesting that that is the way you get rid of Joe Biden. I mean, certainly somebody might do that. And is he as wicked and as evil in some respects and more so than Putin? Yes. But we have a different form of government. He's not. There are other ways to remove him that doesn't exist in Russia. Russia is limited to the tools by which Israel was limited in getting rid of wicked and evil kings and queens, as I gave the example. But I want to close today with something that struck me in an odd sort of way. You know, when I do these programs, I can get bogged down in negative news. And I'm not looking for cheery stuff necessarily, per se. I sometimes will sit down with my wife and maybe we'll watch a rerun of Home Improvement with Tim Allen or Last Man Standing. I watch very little TV, but I watch a few of those reruns. They're hilarious. Tim Allen, who said that the reason Hollywood doesn't like him is because Hollywood can't stand a funny, likable conservative. And he's so true. That. But yesterday, in preparation of this, I came across a weird story about magpies, the bird, magpies in Australia. And, you know, if you're on the internet, you know all the little hooks, what do they call it, clickbait, trying to get you, 10 states you never want to live in. Well, I'm a sucker for those because I'm a geography nerd. So I probably get more clickbait than most people. But this thing about magpies popped up. And I thought, what the heck? What the hey? What interest do I have in this magpie story from Australia? Well, in the piece, these Australian ornithologists, I think is what they're called, study birds, have put these tracking devices on some magpies. They put them on their back at some little metallic piece, and then they go back and through some radio control thing or whatever, not radio monitoring, that's the word I'm getting at. They can track these birds, where they're going. But the problem went bust, because what they've discovered is that the magpies care about each other, and they'll stand up to foreigners, people, humans, burdening and restricting them in some way, and the magpies tend to stick together enough that they're communal in various small groups. And what they found is that these magpies that didn't have these devices on their back were coming to pick off and assist the magpies who had these on their back. So the experiment or the tracking thing has just gone bust because they got nothing to track. Because the magpies have come to the rescue of other magpies. And what struck me was, my gosh, this is sort of God's little natural way of revealing what we're seeing in the Ukraine with these people not leaving. You know, they say that it's a big deal that 1 million people have fled, and it is. But you know what's a bigger deal? The 153 million who have not left. Do you know what's a bigger deal? Are the Ukrainians who are trying to come back into the country to help defend their countrymen against the Russian horde. Those are the real stories. Because so how does it relate to Ukraine? Well, the birds have been burdened by outsiders, the Russians in this. Their freedom is restricted. They've imposed this burden on people who are innocent, just like, you know, the birds haven't done anything wrong, but the magpies have come together to defend and liberate the other birds who have been subjugated to these tracking devices. It sort of sounds like the Ukraine to me. These people that are coming back, the 153 million that aren't leaving, all those like that one Russian soldier that had to stop the tank because all the people are laying down their bodies in front of the tank. I didn't see it, but my wife told me about these. She said it looked like a scene at the southern border of the U.S. of the mobs crossing the border, but it was actually mobs of Ukrainians standing up, coming to help protect the other magpies and to liberate the ones that have been subjugated because they've been imposed upon and burdened by an outsider. Their freedoms restricted and subjugated. Well, it also sounds like us when we have been rescued from being subjugated by our own government to some extent. But who are we being rescued by? Well, nobody just yet. But our bondage from our enemy, which is the enemy of our souls, is the devil himself. The one who seems to be functioning very well and at a high rate of speed with great effectiveness, whether it's the Ukraine or from our own government. And just like it was 2,000 years ago when Jesus came to liberate and give freedom to those who have been subjugated and under the bondage of the enemy, how do we participate in the liberation of those who are equally in bondage, increasingly so here in the United States, but very existentially, using a word Biden tries to say but can't pronounce, and I can't pronounce, how do we do that? You pray. You pray for them that they would be strong, they'd be steadfast. If there is a point where they need to surrender, then they need to. But if that's not the way that it would be, then we need to be able to provide the assistance, the help, the prayer support, the Bibles, the food, somehow to get those in to Ukraine. I don't know why no one has mentioned this, but how about the Berlin airlift where they, you know, the closed off Berlin and yet the airlift got the needed supplies to the people who needed it? Why do we not learn from history? Why do we not learn that the greatest liberator of all time isn't Vladimir Putin? It wasn't our colonial ancestors. It wasn't Cesar Chavez. That's meant as a joke. It was Jesus Christ. He is the liberator of the bondage that burdens people in sin, with sin, and then uses his minions to carry out his millions of minions to carry out his evil tour of duty, whether that's in the Ukraine or through the United States House and certain courts, and definitely this current administration. So understand, the liberation that we seek in the Ukraine is the same liberation that we seek from our own president and the administration. The tools by which we go about that liberation may be well different than what will happen in Russia, because I'm not encouraging anybody to do what I'm encouraging people to do to Putin. That's illegal. It's against the law. Whether it happens or not, I can't stop that. But we need to be liberated. But we're not going to be liberated until it gets bad enough that we cry out for help. We won't be liberated until it gets to the point where, like in the Ukraine, the people are crying out for Bibles at the same volume as they are for food and water. They know there's an answer. The food and the water will sustain them for a few hours, for a day, a week. But ultimately, they know there's an answer that goes beyond the bread of man, and that's the bread of the Word of God. And they're crying for it, and we need to get it to them. Search it out. How do you get Bibles to Ukraine? Because the hunger that's going on in Ukraine for the Word, because of desperation, sadly and unfortunately, is the depth of hunger we need in this country, which may not happen until we get worse. We have to be more starved to get hungrier. This is Robin Walter encouraging you, wherever you are in the world listening to this, you ride for the brand of Jesus Christ. Sit tall in the saddle. We'll see you next time.